Lietuvos balsai – tai Lietuvoje parengtas Simon Ripal-Urie ir Akvilės Kabašinskaitės laidų ciklas. Laido sukurtas radijos stočiai DU, Lietuvos sezono Prancūzijoje 1924 metais proga. Lietuvos balsai – est un cycle d'émission réalisé en Lituanie par Simon Ripal-Urie en collaboration avec Akvilė Kabašinskaitė, pour DU, dans le cadre de la saison de la Lituanie en France 2024. Lietuvos balsai. Šeštas epizodas. Epizode 6. Tomas Mulkis.
Yeah, so we are in, I don't know, Kauneliškis, and it's close to Ignalina and Labanoras, which is east part of Lithuania, and we are very close to Belarus, and from another side we are very close to Latvia, to this Latvian region, Daugavpils. This area has a lot of lakes. It's like, I think it's like one of the biggest national parks in Lithuania, if I'm not mistaken. And we are in Kauneliškis Lake nearby.
Kiaunis.
This lake is called Kiaunis. And this lake is kind of has two rivers from other sides. And this kind of lake slash river. It feels like that.
Large river.
Well, we can see maple tree. Also, there is like a plum, like Caucasian plum. We see some birch trees. Well, apple tree. This Christmas tree. I see three pine trees. Also, I see this tree. I don't know how it's called in English. Šermukšnis. Šermukšnis, this tree, and it's according to the kind of like folklore, it's protecting house from the thunder. Well, there is an oak tree as well. This is hortensia, like a decorative bush.
And this is our little garden.
Hazelnuts, these dark leaves. And I know we are on the cloudy summer day, but very calm. And we hear some chicken now. There is a little bit of wind blowing the surface of the lake. And we even found some mushroom, which is like pretty early for Lithuanian standards. We are in front of the sauna building. And I'm sitting on the new chair, which is new for this place. And it's, I know how you call it, it reminds a bit of this traditional wooden baskets. And it's making some cozy noise. And also we can hear some birds, and we are three of us, and I think that I was the only one who heard the cuckoo bird yet.
You have to have money in your pockets to be rich when you get a cuckoo.
So I'm a film director, And I'm working as also like assistant director. And what else I do? I do teach sometimes. I work with education. And yeah, but basically I'm a film director. I did a documentary film 10, 12 years ago already. It was called Paradise Road, Raus Bejeskant. And it was about me trying to find the Swedish director Roy Andersson. And then I released a fiction film it's 3 years ago, 2021. So it was called People We Know Are Confused. So it was shot here in Vilnius. I mean, we are not in Vilnius, but it was like a film about Vilnius. And for me, it was interesting to think how one city could connect people, but at the same time, all of them, they are strangers. They don't have any direct connection. But all of them, they meet just because they live in one city and they pass each other. And I chose to tell story of four different characters. And all of them, they are struggling because they are not happy how they live. They would like to change something, but at the same time, they are not brave enough to do that. Somehow, like when I was working with this film, I really wanted to be as much authentic as possible. So I chose, for instance, like this homosexual guy. He's called Vitas, like his character, but the actor was Arūnas Sakalauskas. And he was playing together with his wife. So I wanted to kind of like to... They were characters, but at the same time, they knew each other in real life. And then it was also like... another character, like her best friend, was playing her best friend in the film. So I kind of was thinking, and also like Justa and Paulus, they knew each other, like they are course mates and they have very good connection they had before film as well. And thinking about the crew also, like I chose to work, well, I cannot say like only with friends, but like, yeah, people I trust. And for instance, like, the composer was Lina Lapelita, and we did a film with her like 10 years ago before. And then kind of I trusted her, so I wanted her to be a part of it. It's made in Sweden, can you imagine? This Perpuna Dertuka made in Sweden. Yeah, and also I did, I was directing like a TV magazine. So it was like that national TV invited me and they said, okay, so you have a chance and you can do anything what you want to talk about the culture on TV. Usually what we have like cultural news that it was a premiere, it was an exhibition, I know. And then I kind of was thinking all the time that it's not interesting enough, you know, I was interested in some processes that people could discuss about the processes. In one program, we were interviewing, I know, like between 7 and 10 people, so we had different opinions all the time. And also, the idea was not to have any questions, so it would be that like we understand the topic and all the people, they kind of having a dialogue without meeting each other. So it was quite interesting experience as well to do this. And also for every single episode, we were inviting different composers from Lithuania.
But also your team was...
And team also, it was, I mean, it's not common at all because all of us, we come from film industry, from...
And not TV.
No. So it was like all the cameramen, they work in film. And also we had the sound man. You know, like we were doing post-production, color grading and this and that, and it was like too big for TV, like they didn't want to continue this because they said that audience don't see any difference between what we are doing and, you know, yeah. So we stopped after 2 years.
And
You worked with Narkevičius as his first assistant.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect you?
What was interesting with this Twittering Soul, because he being a contemporary artist, he was thinking about the actors and trees in the same level. So for me it was interesting that he was thinking about things like objects in a way, and then he was constructing kind of like this visual world, but not really focusing only on the story or line. So he was creating this world where like all the like animals or like nature elements, they are equal to humans. So that was interesting, the most interesting maybe. It was very nice because we were shooting, it's nearby, it's Šuminai, it's like close to Ignalina, and this is also in the national park, and this Šuminai is like one of the oldest and most authentic villages in Lithuania. So I think there was no electricity maybe until 2015 or something, so it was really kind of abandoned, but at the same time very well kept ethnographical village, and they don't have any plastic windows, they don't have any kind of like this new material, so it's, everything is like handmade and old-fashioned way how it was done. And we were shooting there, and what was interesting that we lived, all of us, we lived together. The team was quite small, I think we were like 30 people, you know, so we were working, but at the same time we were spending time together. So it was more kind of like we were doing something, all of us together, like from making dinner to going and shooting. So this is quite special because like when we shoot in Vilnius or like in other cities, so you come, you stay 12 hours and then you go home. And here was a bit kind of like everything was blended.
Barbecue?
Also, maybe I should start this fire. Yeah, now I'm working on a new project. It's like working title is Masturbation is Easy, Finding Video is Hard. And I'm writing together with the theater director Naubertas Jasinskas, like a Lithuanian theater director. It's a little bit about identity also, like about people trying to find their sexual identity. And also I'm using some like web platforms where people streaming themselves kind of like it's almost pornography, but like people streaming themselves like naked. And also there are some kind of people that they fulfilling your wishes, so you could pay them, like, so they could do. Between those windows, you see sometimes that there are some people who are really, so they're not doing like any sexual, but they kind of playing guitar, or they reading book, they reading poetry. And this I found very interesting, but at the same time, you see all the time like how many hours they were streaming. And sometimes it could be like, I don't know, 54 hours without any interruption. So it means that these people, like they're streaming themselves all the time. And then I started to think, okay, so what is happening, how they live, like do they work, how they earn money and this and that. So in the end it's kind of like I got interested into this idea that being online, somehow you're creating this virtual reality, which is not real, but maybe it's more real than reality.
Vamos.